The last time I met you, we were at a conference.
Yeah.
We shook hands for just a bit, and you came on and joined me, I think, in 2005, November-ish, and we talked about this, you know, the national security state of UFOs. Is that continuing? Are we getting any closer to some kind of disclosure, Richard?
Well, I will tell you, I have been working like the Dickens, as they say, to finish the next volume of my study. I wrote Volume 1, which came out like 5 years ago, which covers basically the 1940s up to the early 70s. And it was really all that I could do to get up to that point. I've been researching ever since from the early 70s to the present day, and I'm in the home stretch of getting this next study done. It'll be about 600 pages or so. The story, there's a major story that has continued, obviously, for the last 35 years regarding UFOs and government secrecy, and it is absolutely current. This has not gone away. Clearly, there's still a major phenomenon worldwide. You have government authorities, plural, you got them not just the United States, but other nations as well that are interested in this. There's secrecy about this. So yeah, it's an important thing. And whether or not the secrecy is going to end, well, this is, of course, the question. And I ask myself that question usually several times a day, George. So,
well, why can't we get this home run witness, Richard, to come forward? You know, Stephen Greer, years ago with his Disclosure Project, had his press conference at the National Press Club, and,
right,
you know, some pretty good witnesses came forward, I thought. But it just doesn't seem that the data, the evidence, what we need to really get the world to wake up and say, this really is going on, is coming out.
Right. Well, I would say it's two things. I remember when that press conference was being held, when Stephen Greer organized that in 2001. And I was brand new in the UFO field, in fact, and a lot of people asked me, hey, this is going to do it, don't you think? And actually, I kept saying, no, I don't think so. It would be nice if it does. But it didn't, and I think there's two reasons. One, it's not that there aren't any leaks and there aren't good people coming out giving information. In fact, there are. And it's not that there aren't good, very good government documents that have discussed this matter in sufficient detail, because there are a lot of those as well. But what we don't have is, there's not like this official government acknowledgement. I mean, think of something like the Kennedy assassination. It's a good example. 80%, I think, something like 80% of Americans believe that there was a conspiracy to kill JFK. All right, that's a lot of people.
Yes.
And yet there's no official government acknowledgement. So you go on to official news media, MSNBC or any of the major networks, whatever, and they still go by the official story that it was Lee Harvey Oswald, and that's it. So you've got this widespread understanding of a truth within a society, but that doesn't mean that official acknowledgement is going to follow. And the other thing about UFO secrecy that I'm really coming to understand is that it's very possible that we need to start looking at UFO secrecy as something that is really almost beyond even formal government control, and so that it may be something more proprietary than actually classified, so that one has to really ask, are these secrets being kept within formal government bodies? And the answer possibly is, well, no, not really. Does the president know everything that there is to know about UFOs? I think most of us would probably agree, probably not. And so if not the president, then whom? And is it in a government agency? Or is the answer possibly in private contractors who many now suspect have an inordinate amount of leverage on this issue? So where the secrets are kept is a really good question. And one of the things I've been trying to figure out for myself is to understand what you might call the architecture of secrecy. It's not all that easy to do all the time, but from what I'm seeing, I'm seeing more and more that there are serious private elements to this, not simply public elements.
I had a couple sources, Richard, about a year ago who came forward. They have met with me, and they are working on getting a couple major government employees to come forward to them publicly with what they need. And if that happens, they're going to share that with us. Obviously, I want to pull you in on that. If that occurs, been going on. It's been going on for a year, and you see how you get impatient with something like this.
Oh, absolutely, George. And like you, I mean, I'm in a position where from time to time people will come to me. I'm sure in your case you get an enormous traffic of very, very interesting people who have things to say to you privately. I get that as well to a lesser extent, but I still get it. Some of the people that I talk to are fairly prominent individuals, I have to say. From a variety of directions, the story that I'm getting is that the problem has gone really beyond government in a lot of ways and is burrowed away within the bowels of the Department of Defense, but within programs that are known as special access.
Sure. Or what about the shadow government? Maybe they've taken control of all of this.
That's right. And they do it through these special access programs, which have absolutely zero public oversight. I mean, Congress doesn't even have, no one in Congress has clearance to review these. So, in fact, literally, these special access programs have carte blanche, really, to do whatever they want. They have almost an infinite amount of money to do what they want. The black budget, one of the issues of my next book is black budget issues. It's become one of my mini obsessions, is trying to figure out what is this thing? Where's all this secret money going? But the thing is, there are the information that I've been getting is that there are at least one of these special access programs, probably more, but one specifically deals with the study of acquired alien technology and the study of the associated bodies that came with that. And that our top generals are unable to get access to this program. And in fact, I know of one story in which a senior general learned about such a program, banged on a bunch of doors, tried to get access, and was sat down with essentially a bunch of corporate types, you know, lawyers and accountants.
Right.
And basically they said, look, General, sorry, you don't have a need to know. The only reason he got an audience was because they wanted to find out how the leak occurred.
You don't have a need to know. They say that to a general.
Yeah, like a big general with a bunch of stars on his lapel. So that's the story. I mean, if you're a public servant, there are a lot of public servants within the military. These are people who believe in what they do. They're not all part of the evil national security state, as I have in the title of my book. There's many, many good people out there, and they believe in serving their country, and yet they're blocked from doing so by what has become a private money-making machine. I mean, think about it. If you and I were in with the in crowd and we had access to some of this exotic technology, I mean, my God, we'd have the future right there in the palm of our hands.